7 after the hour. Good Day presents Good Day Health with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, brought to you by the folks who beat the odds with Super Beats. Dr. Ken will tell you later on in the program why this is so important to your health, your well-being, getting blood everywhere in your body, so important. He's a cardiologist practicing down in Florida in a wonderful town called Mount Dora. He is somebody that not only the American Medical Association goes to for cardiac, the study of one's heart and the information that comes from his practice. They go to him for that information, but also the world paid his attention to him. The world of cardiology having their annual convention in Rome a couple of weeks ago. Dr. Ken presented a very important paper on the use of EECP, which we have talked about a great deal on this program. So congratulations to you.
On small vessel heart disease.
Yep, right. All right, speaking of that, let's go through some of the news this week that is important for people to understand the nuance of it. Your questions, comments, email to Doug at DougStephan.com. If you want to get through, follow the conversation, Twitter at DJV Show. The fruits that we eat, the vegetables that we eat, can cut the cost of medicines and medication in half if you have kidney disease. How do we apply that? Is it any kind, any fruit, any vegetable? Because there are differences, and the some fruits are sugary, more natural sugar than others. Some vegetables have different. And then we get into this whole conversation about GMO fruits and vegetables, Ken, as well.
So you know well too much about fruits and vegetables. And
in this I know too much.
Exactly. In this study, they didn't hone down that fine. They made it a little easier and simpler for everybody to digest the information of the study. This is, comes out of the American Heart Association's High Blood Pressure 2016 scientific sessions, which are taking place just this week. What they have discovered is that people with kidney disease who eat more fruits and vegetables may require far fewer medications, actually about a half. Specifically, as far as they learned here, was that adding 3 to 4 servings of fruits and vegetables to the diet. They didn't get so specific as you are. They just asked people diaries, at least three to four fruits and vegetable servings per day, actually reduces blood pressure and lets people take fewer blood pressure drugs and obviously reducing their medical costs.
Mm-hmm. So, is there a study to be had or done using GMO versus non-GMO? Well, do you think ever it'll get down, especially given the fact that Bayer is buying Monsanto and this whole world of GMO foods is going to get bigger, not smaller?
Well, that would specify a little clearer if you can actually improve upon these results by specific fruits and vegetables. They didn't go that far. And it's like any other study. It'll get done if somebody wants to pay for it.
Mm-hmm. Well, you can be sure the GMO guys aren't going to pay for it. All right. While we stay in the heart pew here, there is a story from the American Heart Association about how alcohol can damage the heart. This is what drives people nuts, because there are studies that suggest that if you drink a couple of glasses of wine a day, it's good for your brain. Resveratrol. That kind of stuff is really good for you. So now how do we square that with this?
Well, that's because there are individual differences among people. You know, the big chat these days is about individualized medicine.
Yep.
And the reason that these studies may to people who read them or hear about them be confusing is because you have to look at the population that's being studied, and you also have to look at how the study's being done, how strong it is in terms of its scientific power. But, you know, you've never heard me instruct somebody to go drink alcohol, have you? But
no.
What you've known me a long time, but what I've said in the past is what we have thought is that for a woman, up to one serving a day may be okay, and up to two servings a day for a guy may be okay. And I always say may because I'm always a little uneasy about the scientific power of these studies. This is a very important study that came out of the Journal of the American Heart Association this week, that alcohol may not be as healthy for everyone's heart. That's what's key, as previously believed, because long-term drinking and even the moderate amounts of alcohol that I just described, different between men and women, may actually increase some people's risk of stroke by causing the heart's left atrium, that's the left upper chamber, to get bigger. And you know that I measure your left atrium often, probably yep. about once every 1 or 2 years with the complete echocardiogram, and this atrium, this enlargement of the left atrium, it can contribute to a heart condition called atrial fibrillation, in which the heart begins to beat irregularly, and this can cause clots to form and subsequently a stroke. So, you know, if you're drinking and you've had an echocardiogram and your left atrium is getting bigger, more than 4.0 centimeters, I don't want to get too far into the weeds, but you might be get a little concerned and cut off the alcohol because you definitely don't want to end up having atrial fibrillation if you can prevent it.
So it caused my father, ultimately, his demise.
Stroke.
He started having atrial fibrillation in his 50s, and they put him on digitoxin and dioxin and stuff.
Those were the old days.
Yeah, right, moldy, oldy day. If I'd have known then what I know now about magnesium, I'd just told him to take magnesium and probably would have straightened it all out.
And tell him not to drink.
Don't drink anything. Yep. Yeah, that's it, the bottom line. Speaking of drinking, you'll get a kick out of this, and so will Rich McFadden, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington today for this program. There are religious groups in the upper north central part of the country. For example, I'm looking at the story of one group in Wisconsin that now meets in bars to recruit new members. They reach out to people who are struggling with their faith. They give them a free beer. Talk to them about God.
Ah, great recruiting tool.
I thought that was pretty interesting, pretty fascinating that that's going on. So is it just beer? Jesus and beer? Jesus drank wine. He must have been, if he'd have lived, he would look like a pretty healthy specimen. He got nailed to the cross when he was 33. Don't you think he looked like a pretty healthy specimen? What did at that time, average person lived to be what, mid to late 40s?
Probably even less.
Less than that. So he was
in 1776, it was 35.
The average age?
That is correct.
No. Really?
That is correct.
That recently? So George Washington really lived,
exactly.
lived to be 84, I think.
Ben Franklin and a lot of the founding fathers exceeded, and that's why we have a different impression.
Yeah, exactly.
And they were all brewers.
Yep.
Washington, Jefferson, all those guys
had their own
beer.
Right.
And had wineries.
Yeah. Samuel Adams had his, and the beer still exists today. Right? Excuse
me. You had to get through childhood, and that's why the numbers were so skewed, and that's why, you know, the average was 35, but it was so hard in those days to avoid an infectious disease and actually make it out of childhood.
Right. Yeah, that's a point. All right, Dr. Ken here with a focus on your blood flow. Healthy circulation is so important. He sees people every day who have abused their bodies, and the blood barely can get around the arteries, the veins, the little micro, what do they call those? Microcardio, what do they call the little veins and arteries that EECP?
The microvessels.
Microvessels, that's it. So if you want to make sure that blood gets to everything, including the microvessels, listen to Ken explain why using Superbeets is so important.
Well, this is Nobel Prize winning information. It was a discovery in 1988 of a third gas that is very important in the body besides oxygen and carbon dioxide. It's nitric oxide. Nitric oxide is like the garage door opener of the body. The red blood cells have to carry in one arm oxygen from head to toe so that your body can utilize it to make energy. And if it doesn't the red blood cell in the other arm have nitric oxide and release the nitric oxide first, then the red blood cell can't get in and deliver from head to toe the oxygen. Your body needs to continuously remake nitric oxide. So does mine, all of us. And we need the building blocks, the dietary nitrates to make the nitric oxide. And there's two products out there that are evidence-based, been shown to be safe and effective. There's a scientist at Baylor University who's pioneered this whole thing. You need to know about two of them. Super Beats, it gives you a big burst of nitric oxide instead of those high energy drinks, or if you want to go and have some energy before you work out. And then their second product, Neo 40, which fills up your tank for nitric oxide. They have saliva test strips. I recommend everybody test your nitric oxide level. If your tank is low, take the Neo 40. If you want a nice boost of energy some point during the day, that mid-afternoon point, or when you're working out, then the Super Beats is so effective.
All right, so let's get to the bottom line here, the nitty-gritty of all of this. You are supporting your body to the nth degree by using Super Beats. It works three times faster to give you the results that you can feel. You get up, Rich McFadden takes it, Ken takes it, I take it every morning, and you do it two different ways. The Super Beats takes about 20 minutes to get into your system, but if you're using, as Ken suggested, the Neo 40 capsules, they're crystallized, same amount in a capsule as in a teaspoon, so you put it in your mouth, it immediately dissolves, it's absorbed immediately into your system, so it's like a fast cup of Java. Right? Isn't that really the impact? It feels like you...
But it has no caffeine.
No caffeine. Some people get up and they say, oh, I'm going to have a smoke and I got to have a cup of coffee and so I can wake up. Nah, you don't need any of that. Just take one of these capsules and stick it in your mouth.
As natural as it comes.
Call 800-655-4183 to order Super Beats and the ancillary Neo 40 product. 800-655-4183. Get started now. Get a free 30-day supply of Super Beats when you call 800-655-4183.
When a belt drive blows out at 3 in the morning, who's got your back? Granger's got your back. When you need safety products to help prevent job site injuries, Granger's got your back. When you need to keep a business running or a facility, or a school, or a factory, Granger's got your back. Whatever you need, whenever you need it, Granger's got your back. I love Granger. You know why? Because Granger's got my back. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
If your job is a pain in the back, you may be able to do something about it. I'm Dr. Borenstein, and this is Dr. Beyond Call. While there are certain occupations posing a greater risk of back pain, most jobs can make your back miserable. Fortunately, news out of Australia has helped identify a number of back pain triggers we can exert some control over. It seems that 7 a.m. to noon poses the highest risk of back injury during the day, possibly illustrating the need to properly stretch and warm up before engaging in physical tasks. Fatigue and being distracted were obvious back pain causes, but most Aussies reported engaging in awkward positions as the main culprit. The best prevention? Improve your core strength and posture, and remember to always lift properly using your knees. Your job shouldn't be any more dangerous than need be.
Life can be unpredictable. That's why you should take control of your family's future now with an estate plan bundle from LegalZoom. Not sure whether you need a last will or a living trust? LegalZoom's network of independent attorneys in 48 states can help you decide which one's right for you without billing by the hour, since LegalZoom isn't a law firm. Plus, updating your estate plan as your family and assets grow couldn't be easier. Enjoy your life. Use LegalZoom for the legal stuff. LegalZoom. Legal help is here.
Attention parents nearing the potty training stage. We know how tough it can be. Mom and pediatrician Dr. Tanya Altman shares tips and tricks to make underwear training an easy and positive experience.
Well, they may be around age 2 or 3, and they won't tell you that they want to use the potty, but they'll often start showing you by letting you know that they can kind of sense that they need to go. You might see them hide under the table or behind the couch so they have a little privacy when they need to go. They also might get excited to start wearing big boy and big girl underwear. And that's often when I like to transition them into training pants. Get them excited about wearing Pampers Easy Ups. They have the look and feel of real underwear. They're easy for toddlers to pull up and down. They have a 360-degree stretchy waistband. They're super soft. And I love the amazing leak protection. They also tear easily at the sides just in case you need to get them off right away.
For more info, go to Pampers.com.
Hi, I'm Gary Sinise. Since 2001, the Air Power Foundation has helped so many in our military, from the children of our fallen heroes to our wounded service members and those in our special operations community. That's why I'd like you to join me Saturday, October 22nd at the Dallas-Fort Worth Airport as I co-host the American Airlines Skyball, a wonderful fundraising event in support of the Air Power Foundation, our nation's oldest military nonprofit organization. The evening includes a special dinner prepared by celebrity chef Robert Irvine and finishes with a private concert by country music superstar Tim McGraw. So many in our military have sacrificed so much for our freedoms. I hope you'll consider joining us on October 22nd. Go to skyballinfo.com for more information on how you can attend and support this great event. Again, that's skyballinfo.com. Thank you.
Coming up on 24 after the hour. Good day, health. Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. A lot of people talking about the presidential candidates, their health status. Donald Trump said before this week he taped with Dr. Oz that he was not going to release or discuss his medical records. And the first thing he did when he went on the air was say, oh, here's my medical record. You want to look at him? Oz says, yeah, can I look at him? And he says, yeah. The audience cheered, and away they went. Dr. Oz asked him some questions about his well-being, whether he was active or not. He doesn't exercise. He has to lose 15 pounds, yada, yada, yada. So all this, Ken, contributes to a new CBS poll that shows that Mrs. Clinton and Mr. Trump are statistically tied in a dead heat. And it's because of the health information, the compromising situation with Hillary Clinton and answers or non-answers that come. And this is, by the way, this is hot off the presses. So Trump lets people know what his health is. And Hillary says, this is what my story is, but people don't believe her. They don't trust her. So they're not really sure that's the case. If you were her doctor, how would you have handled the situation this past weekend?
If I was her doctor and I had gotten the call Sunday that she had just almost collapsed.
Yeah.
Well, I'll presume that the information that we're getting from her doctor is correct. Dr. Lisa Bardick would have known that Mrs. Clinton on Friday, 2 days before, had had a CAT scan of her chest and was diagnosed with a right middle lobe pneumonia and had been started on Levaquin. And had I heard that she almost collapsed, my first concern would have been that the infection from the lungs had potentially gone to her blood, and Mrs. Clinton has sepsis. The other possibility is that she was very dehydrated. But if a patient has sepsis, if my patient I'm concerned about, I want them in the ER immediately because they need intravenous antibiotics. Oral antibiotics are not enough. So if I had gotten that call, I would have asked Mrs. Clinton immediately to get transported to the emergency department. If she was able to take the call, if she was being transported by the Secret Service, I would have told the Secret Service to go to the nearest emergency department.
Really? All right. So now, should she be back out on the trail?
Well, I would, in order to assess that, I would need to see her, examine her, and make a determination. And I would want to make sure that she had at least a couple of days with no fever, that her volume status, her intravascular volume, that she has enough fluids in her body to support her blood pressure adequately, because they were saying that she actually got dehydrated, and that's why she got so weak. And I would want to make sure that she's definitely not infectious. And they're saying that she had a non-infectious bacterial pneumonia, which, you know, I always was taught that you have to be at least on the effective antibiotic for a couple of days before you are infectious. But, you know, that's what I'm hearing that that was stated by Dr. Lisa Bardick, who's an internist, not a neurologist.
Uh-huh. All right. So there's that on Hillary Clinton. In a few moments, when we come back, we'll discuss Donald Trump and what he told Dr. Oz. And more importantly, whether Dr. Oz has any credibility, because the news media would have you believe that Oz is a quack, when in fact he's one of the most respected heart surgeons in the country, if not the world. And because he is a smart promoter, he gets some people who are not smart enough to be good promoters on the defensive. So anyway, I think
both of them need to be evaluated independently by physicians and get a thorough evaluation and get it all out there so people are stopped wondering about either one of them.
All right, well, maybe that's the way to look at it.
Head them both up to Rochester, Minnesota, the Mayo Clinic, and get this untangled.
It's finally fall, a time for cooler temperatures and hot deals from Vantage Hotels. Save 20% when you book a room at VantageHotels.com and stay two or more consecutive nights now through October 13th. Enjoy free continental breakfast and internet at most of our 1,200 hotels, including America's and Canada's Best Value Inn. Plus, you'll get instant benefits when you join our rewards program. Fall into savings this season at VantageHotels.com.
How strong is Allegra D?
It's my congestion's out of my way strong. Even in the park, playing with my dogs. Go fetch, Bosley.
Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine, plus a powerful decongestant that starts relieving your toughest allergy symptoms in under 1 hour.
Allegra D is breathing free for 24 hours strong, even in the convertible.
Allegra D, strong relief for your allergy symptoms. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
Being there matters, and your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America. When piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the Commander-in-Chief, your Navy is there. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
GEICO presents a voicemail from your friend, Tree Branch.
Hi, it's me, Tree Branch. So, about the other night, look, it's no secret your roof and I never quite got along. It's a roof and I'm a branch, and that's how these things go. But I'm calling to say I'm really, truly sorry about what I did to your gutters and skylight. And also, I'm not paying for the damage. Okay, bye.
Trees never pay for roof damage. Luckily, one call to the GEICO Insurance Agency makes it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
Focus. You need it to run a business, so don't let legal questions distract you. Use LegalZoom instead. Things like lease agreements and employment laws get complicated, but they're part of running a business. That's why LegalZoom built a network of independent attorneys in 48 states. You can rely on them for the legal details without paying by the hour, since LegalZoom isn't a law firm. So focus on growing your business and use LegalZoom for the legal stuff. LegalZoom. Legal help is here.
Hey guys, do you know the key to being the best dressed this upcoming fall? It's the Men's Fall Wardrobe Sale at JCPenney. Starting this Thursday, find stylish suit separates at 50% off. An easy way to step up your sport coats and dress pants game. Hurry in and stack on your savings with $10 off when you spend $25 or more with coupon on select items throughout the store. Get ready to create your own fall look. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney, valid 9/15 to 9/17. Some exclusions apply. Check JCP.com or your newspaper for coupon and details.
It's finally fall, a time for cooler temperatures and hot deals from Vantage Hotels. Save 20% when you book a room at VantageHotels.com and stay two or more consecutive nights now through October 13th. Enjoy free continental breakfast and internet at most of our 1,200 hotels, including America's and Canada's Best Value Inn. Plus, you'll get instant benefits when you join our rewards program. Fall into savings this season at VantageHotels.com.
I'm Bob DiRigo-Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. If you've ever asked a child what their favorite part of the school day is, chances are they've replied, recess. There's nothing wrong with that either. In fact, there's a lot of learning and growing that takes place on the playground. The games and other things going on there are not only fun, they build confidence and help children become comfortable with taking risks. Articles in the New York Times and Washington Post have revealed that risk-taking on the playground is very important to child development. Unfortunately, they also reveal that children have lost some of the best opportunities for conquering their fears because things like monkey bars and toss slides are vanishing from playgrounds. Why? Because courts have allowed so many lawsuits over common injuries, schools believe it's better to just remove things that many of us grew up with. Let's be fair, many experts now believe that today's safer playgrounds can actually stunt development and leave children with anxieties that are worse than a broken bone. It's time to fix this problem and demand better from the courts to help create this situation in the first place. Learn more. Visit our website at centerforamericatv.org.
Buffalo Wild Wings is proud to announce our new half-price wing Tuesdays. Now, instead of getting a discount on individual wings, you get any size of traditional wings at half the price. Order a small, it's half the price. Two larges, half the price. Try all 21 sauces and seasonings for half of what it would cost you any other day of the week. We could call it twice as good Wing Tuesdays, but we don't. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Valid for a limited time. Prices and participations vary. Restrictions apply. See participating locations for details. Void where prohibited.
Turn your magic on. Let me see it say. Everything you want to dream away. We are legends every day. That's what she told me.
All right, 34 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, eminent, noted cardiological specialist here on Good Day Health each week in this hour, talking about the medical news of the week. I want to go back to Hillary for a second, or just this whole business, because it is on people's minds. And I think from a respected fellow like you, it's hard to knock most of what you come up with, although I got an argument for you later on in this half hour.
Sure.
But, the Donald Trump thing, if we could just sort of back away our own political bias and just look at this thing, they're both about the same age. I think Trump's maybe a year older, but they're both the late 60s, 70, that kind of thing. Oldest candidates for the presidency in the history of our presidential elections, which is a rather interesting statistic in and of itself, their health is bound to be a question. So when Trump now sort of says, I need to lose 15 pounds, I don't exercise a lot, you know, you can look at him and he looks pretty healthy. To me, he looks pretty healthy. And this is not about my bias or yours, because I really haven't made up my mind what I'm going to do yet. I honestly haven't, and I still got, and you do, and so does everybody else, got some time before the election. But when I look at Hillary Clinton, Richie just said something off the air, the sunglasses, the Parkinson's therapy. I haven't looked at her hands, although before the collapse, you could see, you know, she was squeezing, the doctor was squeezing her hand. Is that an indication of something? Is that an indication of him trying to get her pulse? And is that, or is it covering up maybe a shaky hand? I don't want to go too far with the conspiratorial into the territory of wild speculation. But she would do anything to be president, I think, or almost anything.
Doug, I think the most responsible thing that you can do, because you have a huge megaphone, is to urge, you know, demand that both these candidates, for example, go to the Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota with an independent panel of doctors and get examined and clear up this so we're not speculating. Both of them should submit to it, and the American public should have the recommendations, assessment of this panel on both of these candidates for all the reasons you just mentioned, given their age and the demands of the job and where we are as a country. The last thing we need to do is to elect somebody who can't function because physical issues.
Once they're there, then what happens? If she can't function, then you're really electing Kane president. If that's the case, you want to vote for her, that's fine.
Or somebody who won't be able to fully function in the position. I don't want to do that. And also, I don't want people to have doubts about either one of them. And that's why I think the public should demand that both of them go before some independent panel of physicians and have this assessment done before the election. Yeah. And I think if you made that an issue and demand that both of them do it and we find out the results, that could be the most responsible thing. So we're not here speculating about it.
You know, it's funny. I'm sitting here listening. I don't toot my own horn well. Although I will tell you, and I'm proud of starting some things that ended up going someplace, the football helmet thing and the concussions
exactly. Is
one of the things I'm most proud of, and how that took root one way or another, whether it was me that started it and somebody heard it and went on to something else. I can do that. Whether or not it takes root, I'm happy to ask. You just did. I don't have to ask for it. You just did.
But if a group of all of your colleagues in talk radio got together and called for them both, you know, not make this political, but both of them, for the good of the country, yeah, have it equally be put up for this.
Okay. Richie and I will laugh. Because the fact that this, if you ask for it to be not political, it'll go no place because these guys are not going to be interested.
Right.
They want to grind it up and make sure she looks bad.
Okay, then maybe that's the wrong form. But I think it should not be. It should be purely we want to know the medical truth so there's no doubt on either one of them.
Those questions are being asked. I think it's good. I think that'll.
But it's only going to be answered. The responsible physicians will only come to conclusions if they evaluate her themselves.
Yeah.
And that's what you need, an independent group, and especially neurologists, you know, more than just an internist needs to get involved here and evaluate here and come up with their assessment.
All right. I want to move on. Let's not.
Thank you.
I think we've given this enough time. Here's a report this week that Ken wants to bring to you from the New England Journal of Medicine about prostate cancer treatment. It's very important for men who are getting up into Richie's age, Ken's age, my age. The fact that they seem to all be equally efficient, I'm wondering whether they took into account that is the homeopathic versus the allopathic ways of dealing with prostate cancer.
Well, I'll tell you what they did in this study reported this week in the New England Journal of Medicine. This is very important, and I want to comment about this a little bit. This was the first controlled study, Doug, comparing three different approaches to prostate cancer, radiation versus surgery versus so-called watchful waiting. And we learned there's no truly bad choice for most men. And in this study, prostate cancer detected by PSA blood test grows very slowly and very few men die of it when followed up over a period of 10 years. And let me just clarify, I think that the group that decided not to use the PSA, I think now there's more data that the urologists are able to biopsy and more selectively determine who has the faster growing, worst prognosis to be aggressive. And therefore, I think the PSA is a helpful test now if you have a urologist who has modern state-of-the-art technology for assessing the biopsy that they do so that you're not overtreated and you're not undertreated.
All right. That seems reasonable. I take a lot of supplements for prostate health. You don't like to do the digital rectal exams, so I get those done someplace else.
It's not that we don't like to. That's the urologist, really, that's what they specialize in.
So I go see your brother for that then.
Among others. He certainly, that's what he does all day. Mm.
Yep. All right. Let's move to the NAP This is something I look long and hard at this because I try to take a nap every day, but mine are short. I'm 10, 15,
exactly.
20 minutes, and there's a difference between that and the long naps. What do we consider a long nap? Two hours?
More than 60 minutes. This is out of the European Association for the Study of Diabetes taking place in Munich this week. And what they have observed, Doug, is that napping for more than an hour during the day, not a short nap, could be a warning sign for type 2 diabetes. There's a link between long daytime naps of more than 60 minutes and a 45% increase. That's whopping risk of type 2 diabetes. And if you'd like, if we have time, we can go into all the reasons why this may be occurring, but that's the bottom line.
Go ahead. Spend a minute talking about
it. Sure. Long naps could be a result of disturbed sleep at night, potentially caused by sleep apnea. And this sleep disorder, sleep apnea, it could increase the risk of heart attack, stroke, cardiovascular problems, and other metabolic disorders, including type 2 diabetes. So if you snore and stop breathing at night, somebody who sleeps with you notices that. It's so important to get this evaluated because all of these horrible things are associated with sleep apnea. It's just not this curiosity. It's a serious thing. Sleep deprivation caused by work or social life patterns could also lead to increased appetite, which could increase the risk of type 2 diabetes also.
Really? All right. So that's important stuff. Don't mess with stuff like that. You find out, or you're showing some of these signs, like a nap that lasts more than an hour every day, then do some digging. Take some advice from Ken. That's why he's here, to give you help and advice. Pass this stuff along.
Short naps are okay.
Yep. All right, so I continue with my short naps.
Good.
At any rate, let's, in the advice department, because we have so many questions about the, I just looked at something that somebody sent along named Helen, a question about the performance edge you get. This woman is an athlete. She wants to know more. Remember we said during the Olympics that some of the Olympians are using Super Beats, and I think we have said the football season has begun. Super Beats is a part of the blood-boosting regimen for football players. So why would this, just getting more blood to your system, it would seem obvious, but maybe explain for a moment why this gives people a performance edge to get the blood to your muscles, especially in your brain. All over your body.
All of us, including Olympic star athletes, cannot perform at our best unless our nitric oxide level in our body is at an adequate level. So first, we need to each of us check our nitric oxide store. You can do this with a saliva test developed by a professor at Baylor University School of Medicine. And this is accurate, and it is the same people who bring you Super Beats and Neo 40 have it. If your level is okay, you're doing well. If not, then Neo 40 gets your tank up so that you have enough nitric oxide, which is a gas which helps the blood vessels relax, open, so that the oxygen can be delivered through from head to toe. And if you do have a balanced adequate level, what you want to do if you're a star athlete is, before you perform, you want to get a sudden boost of nitric oxide to help the oxygen flowing to your muscles. And that's where the Super Beats is so effective, as a way to get a natural boost of nitric oxide. And this is an acceptable item to take.
All right, so get on the bandwagon, get a free 30-day supply. If you've not signed up, this message is for you. If you're on it, you don't need to be supported. You know how good it is. You tell your friends about it. But in our circumstance, we consider you our friends. And if you haven't heard Dr. Ken's message before, let me underscore that not only is this a fabulous way for you to get your blood specifically all over your body to every important point, but it's so reliable. You can take it. You know what the impact is going to be. And if you haven't gotten on the bandwagon yet, you'll get a free 30-day supply with your regular order. It's a 3-month supply plus one, so four. You pay for three, you get four. Dialing up 800-655-4183. 800-655-4183. One more time for a copy, by the way, of the book Beat the Odds, as well as the free 30-day supply. It's all information, all important, and all at 800-655-4183.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Its prescription-strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use as directed.
Being there matters, and your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America. When piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the commander-in-chief, your Navy is there. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
Hey, everyone.
This is Life Tips with Geico.
Life Tip 1. Use a shower squeegee to remove pet fur from carpet.
Squeegee is also very fun to say. Consider it when naming a pet or child.
Life Tip 2. Switch to Geico and you could save hundreds on your car insurance.
With over 75 years of experience and a 97% customer satisfaction rating, they know what they're doing.
Geico. Get savings into your life. Visit Geico.com today.
Hi, it's 12 minutes for the hour here. The food on the floor routine. I find this interesting because I'm a living sort of example of eating stuff off the floor.
I thought of you about this report.
And when my daughter isn't, when I'm around my my grandson, like I will be for the next week, I will encourage him to eat things off the floor because I think it's good for your immune system. What is this all about? What do you have?
This is actually a serious report out of a journal, Applied in Environmental Microbiology. And as you like to say, there's a journal about everything. And the five-second rule, so-called, states that as long as the food has been on the floor for less than 5 seconds, it should be safe to eat because it takes time for bacteria to transfer. Well, this is not right, so don't think, really? Don't remember this. Not everyone believes the rule, but for many, it justifies salvaging lost food, as you just discussing. But the news this week is that depending on the floor surface, the food, and time it sits on the floor, bacteria, Doug, can actually transfer in less than 1 second.
Really? What kind of bacteria, though? How do we know it's bad? We have a lot of good bacteria, so how do we know it's bad?
You don't know till you eat it.
So try it, you'll like it.
Well, if you want to be a guinea pig, there may be better ways to stimulate your immune system than consuming food that's hit the floor.
Millions of Americans are not taking their blood pressure medicine. We'll find out more about that from Dr. Ken. Plus, a focus on the thyroid as we have time coming up here. Good Day Health.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Do antioxidants really have a positive effect on our health and reverse the aging process? I'll be right back to tell you. Do antioxidants really reverse the aging process? Well, here's some real numbers that should make a difference to you. Death rates for people that take antioxidants are down by 50%. Cancer deaths are down by 13%. Cancer survival rates are up by 50%. Heart attack and stroke down by 50%. Skin cancer down by 70%. Infections are down by 50%. And cataracts are down by 27 to 36%. Those are some pretty powerful numbers, ladies and gentlemen, that show that antioxidants really do make a big difference in your life if you choose to take them. They can really reverse the aging process and allow you a much happier, healthier life. The cost of vitamins and minerals is small, especially compared with the money saved on drugs, doctor bills, hospitalization, and the ultimate effects of combined aging.
Lionfish are cool to see, but stings are painful and on the rise as their numbers increase. I'm Greg the Dive Master, and I'll tell you what to do if a lionfish stings you.
This scuba tip is brought to you by DAN, Divers Alert Network. DAN helps divers in need of medical emergency assistance with the DAN hotline and is the most recognized and trusted organization worldwide in the fields of dive safety and emergency services, health, research, and education. Join DAN today by going to DAN.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
Lionfish possess spines that transport venom into puncture wounds. The injuries can be extraordinarily painful. Soaking the wound in non-scalding hot water to tolerance will likely relieve the pain from a lionfish sting. Of course, if the injured person appears intoxicated or is weak, vomiting, short of breath, or unconscious, seek immediate advanced medical care. Dive into DAN.org for more info and to Scuba Radio to get the urge to submerge.
I took one off. I think it's a good one. Yeah.
About 53 and change after the hour. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen on the, I got to remember what program. Oh, this is the...
Good Day Health.
Good Day Health Hour.
With Dr. Ken.
I do four different programs. Every once in a while, I just slip into, okay, what are we doing now? The Trump medical discussion, Hillary medical discussion, one of the things that we all do as we get older is be concerned with our blood pressure. That's one of the main things. Ken is a cardiologist, is very interested in keeping an eye on. Apparently, a lot of us are not taking, once somebody goes to you and they figure they got high blood pressure, that's why we talk about how good using Super Beats is, because if you got good blood pressure, it keeps it there. But if you got high blood pressure and you put somebody on a blood pressure medication, how do you know that your patient is taking what you tell him to take?
Well, there needs to be a trust, and I'm a big advocate of home blood pressure monitoring, but done the proper way. And I want to see the numbers, and especially if they bring the device back and the device has the numbers saved in it, they actually record it. That's how you absolutely know. And amazingly, the CDC is reporting this week, Doug, that 7 out of 10 Americans over the age of 65 have high blood pressure. That's amazing, because high blood pressure is a big risk factor for stroke and heart attack, circulation damage throughout the body, erectile dysfunction, you name it. Any circulation problem doesn't like high blood pressure. And they're also reporting that 5 million Americans are not taking their medications as prescribed. They're not starting them. They're not taking them. What it is most people who have high blood pressure have no symptoms. Yes, occasionally people will have headaches or just feel, a little unstable. But most people, I would say at least 80% or more, have no symptoms. And it sometimes gets hard for people to take that daily medication. And most people who have high blood pressure need more than one pill, or they're taking a combination in one pill or capsule. And to continuously take this and saying, I feel fine, why am I taking this? And, they read on WebMD about the potential reported side effects of their medication, and they get anxious about it, blah, blah, blah. So people do stop it. But talk to your doctor. Don't practice medicine on your own. We can't afford to lose any listeners. Just before you stop these medications, just talk to your doctor.
Hi. I was going to talk about a television show I saw last night on thyroid cancer, but I'm going to put that off because I want to talk about this report, given what you just said, in a moment. We'll spend a moment on the efficacy of statin drugs. Up next here with Dr. Ken.
Sun and Mobil's new Synergy gasoline have seven ingredients. Is it because seven is a lucky number? Or because there's seven wonders of the world? Or because one time I ate seven cheesesteaks? No, it's because seven is the precise number of ingredients engineered by a team of really, really smart scientists that helps you get better gas mileage. Mystery solved. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
It's finally fall, a time for cooler temperatures and hot deals from Vantage Hotels. Save 20% when you book a room at VantageHotels.com and stay two or more consecutive nights now through October 13th. Enjoy free continental breakfast and internet at most of our 1,200 hotels, including America's and Canada's Best Value Inn. Plus, you'll get instant benefits when you join our rewards program. Fall into savings this season at VantageHotels.com.
All right, let's spend a minute. Dr. Ken runs Lake Cardiology in Central Florida. You want to book an appointment with him, you find him fascinating, you want to get him to look you over, call him at 352-735-1400. Office number at Lake Cardiology, 352-735-1400. Okay, so there is a report that I found, 15 million Americans being prescribed these cholesterol-lowering drugs, don't need them. This is Dr. Malcolm Kendrick, who's quoted in this, talking about not only that, the cholesterol drugs not being necessarily what they're supposed to be, but also the whole business about your LDL cholesterol, et cetera. So in a nutshell, what are we looking at here?
Well, we're talking about individualized care. You know, I mentioned that before. That's a huge buzzword right now, that you have to individualize this for people. I am not in favor of putting statins in the drinking water, but if you have plaques in your circulation, we need to stabilize them. There's nothing better than the statins to lower the risk of heart attacks and strokes.
So says Dr. Ken Kronaus, an important cog in the wheel of medicine here in the Good Day Health Hour. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Kriebel.
In every state, drivers with medical issues can get handicapped signs to display on their car windshields. They are cut in the shape of a hanger, so they can be attached to the rearview mirror. But if you hang one in your car, you could get a ticket, just as you can for hanging an air freshener, a parking permit, or a pair of foam rubber dice. Illinois police pulled over 38,000 drivers in 1 year for hanging something on their mirrors, even signs issued by the state. Instead of looking at what's on the mirror, they should look through the lens of liberty and ask if the Constitution gives the government any authority to determine whether you can have an air freshener in your car.
Go to lensofliberty.org. You won't believe what you hear.